And welcome to another episode of Let's Talk Chivalry by your host, Drew Hines. Family, how we doing? Yes, we live and direct here on Let's Talk Chivalry. This is your boy, Drew Hines. Yes, welcome to another episode where we basically dispel the myth that men and women cannot positively communicate in which to procreate. I want to welcome you guys to the show. I'm so excited to have you guys on the show today. Today's topic is, anybody guess that? Communicate your intent. I find a lot of men and women, I hear them talking that some of the issues in relationship that they have is that we're not communicating exactly what, you know, what we want in a relationship, you know, where we are, you know, and I think that's very important for relationships. So without further ado, I'm going to bring my my co-host on right now. She's calling in right now. You know, she's on the road doing big things. Monique, you there?
I'm out here. How are you doing?
She says she out here in these streets.
And you scream.
Well, anyway, Monique, so you know the topic. We talked about it off the air. You know, communicate your intent. What are some of your views on that? You know, basically with the whole topic of communicating your intent. What do you think about that?
I think it's an issue, but I think it's kind of cultural, and I think it has a lot to do with, like, by culture I mean in this particular time period, and you know, in life, where if people are not really being maybe upfront,
okay,
it just feels more, you know.
But how do we get in a relationship where, you know, you've gone through the dating phase. Now, you know, I guess we're kind of in the courting phase. So we're talking from grown folk standards. You know, you're dating, trying to get to know the person. Now you're like, okay, I know the person. Now I want to have this committed monogamous relationship. So how can we get from the dating to, you know, the main course and still not know the intent? You know, how does that even happen?
I think it's where you may get caught up in, you know, just being in that relationship. You know,
right,
when you first start out,
mm-hmm,
you're in love,
mm-hmm,
meet the person, well, you're in like is a better word. You
okay,
meet that person, what do you call it, representative,
okay,
all right? And
mm-hmm,
then, you know, you're getting that whole vibe, and you really haven't worked out who that person is, maybe making assumptions,
right,
about the relationship, instead of communicating and asking questions,
mm-hmm,
because, well, you know, if I say this or I ask too much, then I'm going to be a bugaboo,
mm-hmm,
or I'm going to look stupid, and with men, they, you know, I've heard, since I'm not, but that it's more difficult to kind of share real emotion,
mm-hmm,
to be raw, you know, and straight up.
Hmm.
So that, and then also maybe ulterior motives.
Do you think it's more of a biased thing where it's more so men are the ones that's leaving the women with the big question mark, like, okay, where are we going with this relationship? Because I mean, innately, if we're talking from a biblical standpoint, the man is supposed to really just, you know, take the lead on this. So do you feel like it kind of fall more of the men where they're not, you know, verbalizing their vision, that, and well, that is if they even have a vision. You know, I keep telling the girls that, you know, vision, no vision, no cookie. That brother ain't got a vision, no cookie. You know what I'm saying? I was pushing that for. Yeah, man. The brother started protesting, though. I didn't know how to get a bulletproof. It got ugly, man. I had to stop it for a minute. But I really do believe that, you know, a man should have a vision. Okay? We should be a man of vision. And once you have that vision, you share it with your counterpart and let her know where you're at. I think that's where we have this whole communication, you know, communicating your intent. A lot of men first have to have the foresight, a forethought that, okay, listen, this is where we're heading with the direction. You know, I want to get married. I want to have kids. You know, I want us to, you know, move to the Bermuda, whatever. Figure out what it is. You know, the Bible says write the vision and make it plain and, you know, put it out there. You know, I think it could be, you know, and correct me if I'm wrong, it could be that a lot of these women are, you know, aligning themselves with men who don't have a vision. And if I don't have a vision, there's no way I can share the vision because I don't have one. So it's like you're sitting there stalling, you know what I'm saying? You're sitting there stalling, you know, until like, I hope she don't figure out, you know what I'm saying? You know, and it's sad, but you know what? It goes both ways. One, the man should have it together and have his vision in intact. But I also, you know, hold the women accountable as well, because if you're in a beautiful, intelligent woman, for you to consciously align yourself with a man that doesn't have a clue, shame on you. We gotta let that sink in. If you, as a woman, align yourself with a man that doesn't have a vision, doesn't know where he's going with his life, with his career, with his ministry, with his family, with his finances, you know, and you're wondering why, you know, you're having this generational curse, you're wondering why there's no, financial stability, you wonder, you know, why you're stagnant, you know. Woman, you should be qualifying this, brother. Yeah, a man should find a woman. He who findeth a wife findeth a good thing, right? But a woman should qualify this man. This is where we ask God for discernment. And a woman should be able to, you know, consciously qualify this guy. You know, you don't just align yourself with a fool and expect that, you know, you're going to become, you know, we could be the next Obamas. It doesn't work like that. You got to have your head screwed on, and you do not align yourself with a guy that doesn't have a vision, doesn't have a goal, doesn't have ambition, doesn't have it together, because shame on you. You know, we see these red flags. Go ahead.
That's a whole word.
I'm just saying, y'all, listen, I ain't a pastor, but y'all making me preach a lot. I'm trying to understand, because it's like you hear so many women. I hear a lot of women complaining about this. You know, it's really big. Like, I don't know what he trying to do. Where he just got me playing me, got me in the street looking like a fool. Well, hold up. Listen. We can't control circumstances, but we can control how we react to them. So if you allow yourself to get in a relationship like that, and you knew, you saw these red flags from the beginning, he wasn't verbalizing, you know, what he's doing, what his intent is, and now all of a sudden, 4 or 5 years later, you didn't waste all your time. You can't, you know, get a refund for that time. And we understand that relationships are an investment, so this must be a poor investment if you invested your time and you haven't seen any residual. Hello. I'm just saying. You're sitting there blaming a guy. You knew what kind of brother this guy was when you got with him. You know what I'm saying?
So,
5 kids, you know, 7 years later, and you still don't really know if y'all really a couple or what's going on. You know, he disappeared for a couple of days. You know what I'm saying? You're sitting there stuck trying to pay rent all by yourself. You know, kids need food. What's going on? You don't know what's going on. You know, you got to hear from people on social media to figure out where your man is or what he's doing. I'm just saying, ladies, you see the red flags. You know, you're going to have to take some responsibility for this. You know, what is something you want to tell? What is something you want to tell the guys real quick? And then I want you to kind of speak a word to the women. What would you say to these guys out here?
I would say it's the same where if you're going to be in a relationship where you're going to call yourself being with some girl with a woman.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You got to qualify that woman, just like you said to the ladies, you got to qualify them. You got to qualify that woman, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to end up with, Delilah, who feels good, you can lay your head in her lap, but she'll cut your hair off and take all your power?
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Or are you going to end up with, you know, your Rachel? Are you going to find that true love, that woman that... You can trust. So you need to qualify her too. Don't just rush because she got a big booty and a smile. Hello.
We said burgers and fries. What'd you say? Burgers and fries. I want to supersize that thing.
Okay. supersize hangover.
Oh, Lord. I hear you.
You know, so it's like, not being able to really articulate what you want,
right?
You know, and not if you're qualifying this woman, let you know, can you be honest? Can you really lay your head in her lap? You know what I'm saying? Can you really trust her with your emotion, your what you feel and think? That is heat. So that's why qualifying beyond looks, because beauty will fade, baby. And so that shake, the burger and fries you talking about, might turn into
But hold on, let me reiterate. I want to reiterate on that. That's Proverbs 31, I believe, verse 30. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but the woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Amen. Amen. That's a word. All right, so let's talk to the ladies now. You talk to the man. You even beat up on the man enough. Lord, I felt this. I'm like getting backslapped me. So let's talk to the ladies now. But what you want to say to the ladies?
Value yourself. Know who you are. Know your worth.
Right.
What is that, Drake? Know yourself. Know your worth. Come on. So it's like valuing yourself as a woman. Mm-hmm. Having come from a place where I personally had to fight through that. You know, I didn't grow up with a father. I didn't know how it was to be loved by a man.
Right.
All right. And so that kind of hurt how I felt about myself.
Mm.
But figuring out that the more I love me, not an overly selfish, arrogant love,
right,
but the more I do appreciate and love who God created me as, the better quality man I will attract.
Mm.
So it all starts in you first.
Right.
You know, that's what I'm going to say to my girls out here.
So do you think it has something to do with self-esteem? A lot of women, you know, allow themselves to be in situations that, I mean, anybody in their right mind would never put themselves in. Do you think it's more of a self-esteem where they just, you know, they don't really love themselves, why they allow themselves to be in these situations?
Yeah, if they don't love themselves because they don't know themselves.
Mm.
They don't realize that God created you as a masterpiece. You are made in the image of the Most High God, who has given you specific things.
Right.
He's given you specific gifts and talents.
Mm-hmm.
And He gives you value.
Mm.
And so knowing yourself and knowing who created you,
yes,
and that there's purpose in you,
right,
can give you the strength
mm-hmm.
to kind of to come get past that self-esteem. Because
right.
when we start looking at lack, if you look at lack and you're looking at the ocean, the waves, like in your finances or whatever, and you're looking at the issue, you're focusing on your problem.
Right.
You're not really focusing on your source.
Right.
So it's kind of like looking at all the faults rather than looking at them and saying, oh, this is too overwhelming, or I could never have that type of person.
Right.
Start loving who you are and then bettering who you are, men and women, but go for broke on you, bet on you,
right?
You know,
right?
So because you are great, okay? I'm not saying you're gonna go out here and get Idris Elba, all right? Let's be real,
okay?
But you could get Raheem, and he could be, you know, an amazing man who loves you,
right,
and is your strength,
right,
perfectly fit, you know, so.
So back with this communication thing. It's funny, a lot of people be like, you know, I talk well, I could talk. And I think communication, a lot of people don't understand, communication itself is a learned behavior. It's not something that we just innately just have. So with that, we're constantly learning. And if you really look at it, communication, you know, they used to say you have two ears and one mouth. It's really, the majority of it should be listening. And not just talking to hear yourself talk, or, you know, a lot of times we really don't listen. You hear the term active listening is coming to mind right now, where you can hear what the person's saying and you can regurgitate what they said, and then you add on what you want to say on after you've heard what they said, and you know kind of almost like a complete sentence. Remember that in school they would say, you know, make a complete sentence. You know, whatever the question is, you incorporate the question in it and answer the question in a complete sentence. You know, we have to work on our communication skills, men and women. You know, women, you know, a lot of time I find that, you know, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but from a male's perspective, you'll see that we're talking to the woman and we're saying, okay, this is where I'm at, this is what I feel, this is what I want, and they're reading between the lines. You know, men are black and white. If I say I'm not hungry, that's what I mean. I'm not saying I'm not hungry because, you know, you just saying you ain't hungry because you ain't want my food. No, I'm saying I'm not hungry because I just left mom's house and I ate a plate of food and I just got here 5 minutes ago and I'm still full. Okay, I'm not trying to sidestep you or whatever. You know, in fact, let me give you a scenario. I think one of my books, I gave a scenario. Check this out, Morty. You can jump on this one. So you have the thing. So, you know, my boy's come in town. I'm like, hey, Morty, hey, man, my boy's in town, you know, and I haven't seen him in you know, umpteen years since high school or whatever, whatever. And I want to spend some time with him. Hey, Morty, you think it's okay if I can go spend some time with him real quick? You know, and Monique's response would be like, okay, baby, you know, okay, you can go. I'm like, all right, bye. Right? Then I called Monique. Now I'm like trying to, you know, checking in, whatever. Hey, you know, calling, she answered the phone. Like, what? Calling again, she answered the phone. Texting, she ain't responding back. Not even emoji. Like, what? Next day, call. Finally get on the phone. Hello? Hello? Oh, wow. You, hey, everything okay? Yeah, I'm fine. Okay. I was just checking in to see if you, everything okay? Yeah, everything is fine. Okay. What I do? I'm definitely in trouble. What did I do wrong now? I can't believe you. What? Do you know what yesterday was? Wednesday? That's all you know? Wednesday? No, it was a nice sunny day. No, that was our special day. Oh, Wednesday was the special day. Oh, okay. But still, why am I? It sounds like I'm in trouble here. You left. I can't believe you left on our special day. But hold up. Wait. I asked you, is it okay for me to go? And you say yes. Yeah, I said yes because that's what you want to do. Yeah, but no. I was asking permission to go. How could you ask to go on our special day? Because the circumstances, come on now. The guy don't live here. He's here for one. Come on now. So then we have, you see how we have this misconception, this whole, you know, communication block here? In a man's mind, regardless of what special day it is, he's asking permission, right? In a woman's mind, she's like, this is our special day. You should know it's our special. How dare you ask to do something else on our day that we spend, you know, we spend today together? And that's this communication block. Like, when a man says something, you have to trust and believe that what he's saying, it is what it is. Black and white. We are black and white. Women, you guys kind of imply things and you have hidden messages and hidden agendas. Just say what you mean. Say what you feel. Like, come on. Oh, Lord. All my life I had to fight. Y'all women are a trip, man. Y'all women are a trip. Oh, man. Any closing remarks on this, Monique?
I think you hit it. I mean, you have to know your mate.
Right.
You have to know, you have to tell people, like, hey, holidays and anniversaries are really important to me.
Right.
And let that person know up front, amen. These are things that matter. Birthdays matter in my house because we celebrated birthdays. He might not have done, you know, celebrations for birthday. It might not have been a big deal, but you can't assume somebody understands and speaks the same language in certain things as you.
Right.
Speak your mind.
Okay. All right. Here's another thing. Since we're on the communication thing, let's talk about the love languages real quick. If I memory serves me correctly, there's 5 love languages, correct? There's touch, all right? Touch, I believe, is gifts. I believe it's words of affirmation. I believe it's, what's the other one? Quality time and acts of what? Gifts? What's it? Something acts. Doing good acts or good deeds towards a person. So those 5. How important is it to know your mate's love language? And we talk about communication.
Extremely, because you can be in the same house speaking 2 different languages. Mm. And so if you don't have an interpretation or an interpreter, then you don't even know what's going on. You know, so know that this person, hey, what makes me feel loved is being touched or being, you know, or, hey, I love gifts. Who doesn't love gifts?
Right.
You know, but that might mean more than just getting a shiny piece of jewelry.
Right.
It could just be the song, you know.
Right.
And then same thing, not just in the eye of a, you know, just looking at how to please a woman.
Right.
But your man,
mm-hmm.
like you, what what does he require? Mm. And really kind of know. And I think during the dating phase, mm-hmm. you're going to learn each other for the rest of your lives. Right. Hopefully you stay together forever.
Right.
But during that dating and courting phase, really dig in and have real conversation, mm-hmm. because you could save yourself 10, 15 years of drama.
Right.
Because you learn that person's language, you right. understand them,
right.
and then know if it's a good fit.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. That's a word.
So.
That's a word.
Mm-hmm.
I think the last one I was trying to give was acts of kindness. That's what it is, acts of kindness. Mm-hmm. Okay, wow. Yeah. That's some good stuff. That's good stuff. I feel filled. Yes, sir. Hey. Yes, sir. I feel filled. You know, with that said, I think we need to go ahead and close out. So I'm going to go ahead and close out with a, you want to take this, you want to take us out in a word of prayer? Or you need me to run this out? Come on, prophetess. Go ahead. Take us out here. Take us out.
I would definitely say, so you mean like with a prayer, or
yes,
just like
ma'am.
With a word of encouragement?
You can do a word of encouragement, okay. I'll do the prayer. There you go.
All right. Well, Lord, I thank you for the time and the opportunity to be able to just communicate with people who are out there that may not really understand these things, or may just need, you know, just a reminder right. about a lot of these things, that are having issues in relationships and communication, that God, that they would be edified in the conversation.
Yes.
And they would be lifted up mm-hmm. by this, God. And then they would have direction even mm-hmm. in this for their future, God, mm-hmm. that you would use this. And even if it's not right now, mm-hmm. Lord, that even if it's 5 years from now, Lord, that you would bring this information back to
right.
them, that you would use it to help people mm-hmm. live good, happy, whole relationships mm-hmm. like you've created us to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so we offer this up to you, God, and we just give you thanks in advance mm-hmm. that, Lord, this word will go out and people will be better for it. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, see, we got to work at a communication. I told you to do the closing word and I do the prayer. But you see, hey, I ain't mad at you though. So on the closing word, like we said today, we talked about communing your intent. Listen, men and women, make sure, for one thing, ladies, you know, make sure you align yourself with a man that has a clue, that knows what he's trying to do, you know, where he's coming from, what he wants from life. Okay, make sure you take the time to qualify him. You know, and make sure you guys, you know, evenly yoke on that same page with men. Brother, do not put yourself in a situation where you know you're not ready. You know you're not, you don't have the financial security you need, and you cannot give her the emotional security she needs. And, you know, you still need to work on your communication skills, more so your listening skills. So basically, listen, I love you guys. Hey, I appreciate you guys, and all in all, be encouraged, my friend. All right, take care. It's your boy, Drew Hines, and Let's Talk Chivalry.